If you're following this podcast, it's probably because you like politics, economics, and a lot of the geeky stuff. So it's very likely that you remembered what happened in 08 with the bank situation, the big banks that were bailed out. There was some crazy stuff that took place whenever the banks were able to do a lot of very risky investing. Because they knew that the state was backing them up, so they didn't really have that fear of mishandling your own funds, because they knew that mommy and daddy government, was going to be taking care of them. This was in 08, and everybody was kind of afraid of what was going to happen. A lot of us were kind of pissed, actually, that the state was using tax dollars to bail them out, because in a true free market, hope you agree that we would let them fail. And a lot of people say, well, how is that going to be replaced? Well, the market abhors a vacuum, so something would come up that would replace that easily. Same thing with General Motors and other things. So, but what I want to focus on today is the bailouts. Because something really interesting actually took place, and nobody's talking about it, and that's quite surprising. And I'll tell you why. Because every time that there is something where the market messes up, or there is some mistake that happens, they're gonna maximize and squeeze as much as they can because of what I was telling you last time about the anti-business rhetoric. So this time what happened was the bail-in, and this happened in Spain. And before I tell you that, I'll remind you, my name is Luis Fernando Mises, and this is Emancipated Human Podcast. Today we'll be talking about the Banco Popular in Spain that got bailed in, and that's kind of exciting to hear, and it's a pity that we're not hearing about it anywhere else. One of my friends, he actually sent me a message on Facebook, and he said, "Have you seen this? This is so crazy." And I was like, "Holy smokes, no, I have never seen this kind of stuff happening." Because usually, the state wants to meddle, and there's a bunch of legislation that's in between and all of this. So what happened is the chair of Banco Popular of Spain, which is like, I don't know, one of the seventh or 10th largest banks in Spain, the chair, Emilio Saracho, was getting together with the stockholders and was saying, "Guys, don't freak out, but people were withdrawing about 2 billion euros a day. That's completely unsustainable when you're into banking, as a banker." They lost half of their value in the stock market in 4 days. So it was plummeting. It was just going to the rubbish can. The board was freaking out, and they were saying, "Gosh, we're very likely to fail." And for sure, they were about to fail. There were a bunch of banks and other institutions that were doing the bidding, because they were trying to bid. And the next day at 6 a.m., the Banco Santander bought it. Santander is probably, one of the largest, like two or three largest, second or third largest banks in Spain. And you have seen them because they're here in the States, they're in Mexico, they're in Asia, they're all over Europe. This bank is extremely large. They bought it for 1 euro. Now you may say, "Well, I could have offered 1.5 euros or 2 euros." But this is kind of interesting, because by doing so, they got absorbed by Santander. And what's happening here is that Santander is buying them for 1 euro, but they're absorbing the unfunded liabilities that they had, because they were in the hole, basically. Now, let's talk about this really quickly. What's cool about this is that there was no tax money used for this. The citizens didn't have to pay for this. Ana Patricia Botín, she's the chairman of Santander, she said that she was very happy to do it. it would help them as well, you know, because they Banco Popular had 4.4 million customers and shareholders. Banco Popular had $7 billion in losses. So what Santander did is by buying them for 1 euro, they were absorbing that debt. And this did not need a state decree, legalization or legislation or any tax money. That's super exciting to hear. This is a new pattern. These guys are able to make this to me, this is super exciting, as you can see, without any kind of intervention of the state. 37 billion euros of non-performing assets. That's what Banco Popular had. So, you know, there was a point where the chair, Emilio Saracho, was just asking the shareholders for new money. They were scrambling. They were freaking out. A lot of people were pulling their money out because Spain is a big fat mess, as you're seeing. It's getting slightly better, but the deal is because their state, their government over there is, just like most of Europe at this point, just going to shit, right? Boiling slowly like that frog situation. Now, this was so fast, and it was painless. It did not affect the market whatsoever. People did not have to fear. You know, here, when we had those in 08 and then the quantitative easing, you know, I think we had 1, 2, and 3, people were up in arms. Some people were happy, you know, depending on what side of the spectrum you were standing on. And the idea here, a lot of people were debating about it because, I mean, ultimately was on our own dime. And there was a lot of fear and everything was pretty shaky. Now, over there, none of that happened. People just went to work like normal. Nobody was freaking out. Why? Because it was so amazing that this just happened, you know, at 6 a.m. Ana Patricia was saying that she got a message that their bid went through and they bought it, and that's just new business for them. And I think that this is the way that things need to happen. I think that this is a healthier and more substantial way for business to operate. One where people don't have to pay for the mistakes of others, where it's totally voluntary. Now, a lot of people are going to say, well, Santander is probably not the best bank. You know, they're just going to print money out of thin air. That's not how it works. These guys are all over the world. They're super solid and they're here to stay. So with that, again, my name is Luis Fernando Mises with Emancipated Human. I hope you like this. I am going to post the link. Actually, I have a couple of links if you want to expand your reading and learn more about this situation, because it's there is no precedent for this quite yet. So it makes me very happy and very excited. And again, like I was telling you, nobody's covering it. So I'm glad to be the first one to do so. If you like this, please share it. This is pretty important and pretty exciting information. I hope you get to subscribe to our channel. And we also post this on iTunes, and you can download it on your iPhone or Android, whichever one you like. I'm sure there's other kinds of phones you can download it to. So if you like this, let me know what else you would like me to cover. We cover a bunch of cool stuff, and hope you have a great day. Thank you for listening.